Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New numbers out today show inflation is on the rise. Consumer prices jumped 0.4% in January, higher than economists expected. The cost of food and fuel are the reasons. In the past 12 months, prices have risen 4.3%. And one of the ways you're surely feeling the effects of inflation is in the price of bread and pancakes and pasta, anything made with wheat. Today, a bushel sold for $10.33, more than double what it cost a year ago. As ABC's Sharon Alfonsi reports, consumers are eating those higher prices.
Bakery owner Pam Weeks is counting every pinch of flour and watching every penny.
It's just unbelievable how much the price of flour went up overnight, literally.
Just a few weeks ago, these 50-pound bags of flour cost $15. Today, they're $40.
We're trying to figure out ways to cope with that, but it's to the point now where we have no choice. We're going to have to raise prices.
Blame it on the price of wheat. Demand for alternative energy has farmers planting less wheat and more corn, the key ingredient of ethanol. Add the growing appetite for wheat from developing countries, and the supply is strained. U.S. wheat stockpiles have hit a 60-year low, and wheat prices have never been higher.
That means the cost of pasta has doubled, and that loaf of bread, it'll cost you an extra 20 cents. Economists say it is the fastest rising rate of food inflation in nearly 15 years.
The price spike is being felt across the globe. In Italy, the cost of pasta is spiraling, up 20%. Malaysia is no longer allowing anyone to take flour out of the country. And in Pakistan, they're now stockpiling wheat and using its military to guard flour mills.
As long as this strong foreign demand continues, and as long as the demand for ethanol continues to grow very rapidly, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Putting wheat farmers like Joe Kerr in an unusual position, the driver's seat.
Well, it is real exciting to see where the prices are, prices that I have not seen in my lifetime.
The world's hunger for ethanol is changing the landscape of America. Pam Weeks wonders if the price will curb our appetite. Sharon Alfonsi, ABC News, New York.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 29th day of February, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have a top economist, Mr. Robini of the New York University's Stern School of Business, joining us. He was in the Financial Times of London last week with this headline, America's Economy Risks the Mother of All Meltdowns. I've heard the neocons on air this morning flipping around on several different channels, all going off talking points. It was clear that the Federal Reserve is loving and wonderful and good, and Bush is good, and that evil Democrats want to say the economy's bad to lie to us. No, the Democrats are bought and paid for by the very same institutions that have devalued our currency. The elite have engineered this. The neocons were also trying to blame all the troubles on people that shouldn't have gotten home loans, and that's true, but why were they given the credit with zero credit? So the scapegoating is beginning, and the question is, how far down will the economy go? Gold futures gain after hitting record high of 978. There's a Reuters headline, gold powers towards record on oil, eyes $1,000 an ounce. So we have the professor joining us in 20 minutes, then Jeffrey Smith, an expert on GMO foods. You're not going to believe what you hear, but it's all documented, unbelievable information. Daniel Esselin popping in for 30 minutes as well in the third hour. It's a jam-packed Friday transmission. PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com are the websites. Be sure and check them out. We'll be right back.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Noriel Rubini of the New York University Stern School of Business saying we face an economic meltdown will be joining us coming up in 20 minutes. Then we've got Jeffrey Smith, who's an incredible researcher. I was reading some articles he'd written. I tuned in to Genesis one night, was listening to Rents, heard him on there. And so often what happens is I've read thousands of documents and articles over the years about GMO foods and hormones in the food and the milk. And these synthetic hormones, and you forget it all. Well, you don't completely forget it. It's like in your mind, and then you get on air, and you kind of shorthand. By shorthand, you just go, yeah, the GMO is really bad for you. When they change one gene, it changes thousands of others randomly. And then I just kind of move on. I read a story here, I read a story there. But I heard this guy for like an hour on the radio, then I went and read a bunch of his writings and checked out his website. And he's an author, and it's all documented. And so you're saying, well, why are you having somebody on if you say you've already talked about it and you've already documented it? And if you're saying you know everything he's saying is true, why even have him on? Why shouldn't you just say it? Because he studies it all the time. He's up on it. He's constantly looking at it. He knows all the latest info. He was mentioning all these quotes and all these documents and all these statements. where the GMO makers admit they know this is hurting people, admit they know that they don't know what they're doing, admit that it's created new amino acids that have never existed on planet Earth that are totally toxic. And we've had, again, Nobel Prize winners, top scientists on, who worked for these companies, and they're making millions of dollars a year themselves, and they still have the will to come out and say, we can't put this on store shelves, and then they get fired. And I respect people like that. We've had quite a few of them on who are heading up whole biotech divisions, you know, who have millions of dollars of stock in the company and are paid millions a year, and half the rats die in a month eating a new potato, and they go, this is being approved? We can't put this on shelves. And they say, shut up. Do you understand that's why everybody's getting sick? Massive studies linked directly to the GMO corn, the potatoes, other staple vegetable and grain crops, where you eat this stuff and then it causes your immune system to go into overdrive like you're fighting an illness every single day, and basically that wears your body out. And what happens is when your body stops fighting cancer, when your body stops fighting outside organisms, that's when you get cancer. That's when you get more allergies. That's when you get autoimmune diseases. That's when you get blood diseases. We have all the studies on this. And that's only one area of discussion here. They know it's causing all sorts of diseases of the upper and lower intestine and the stomach. They know that it's causing massive increases in diabetes. They know that it's causing all sorts of inflammation of the brain. And we have all these studies. But he can just sit here and rocket them off and give you source after source after source after source. And then whole other areas of synthetic bovine growth hormone and a cocktail of other hormones that they give the milk cow, so they'll make 3, 4, 5 times the milk a milk cow normally would. And then you drink them into your system, and the boys are effeminate. I don't want to get too graphic here, but when you're 10, 11, 12, you're supposed to, or even earlier, you're supposed to have a male's reproductive organs are like ovaries, but they sit on the outside because they need to be about 96 degrees to produce healthy sperm. This gets into the whole science of it, but your body's 98.9. Or higher in some cases, or a little bit lower. And so they drop when you go into puberty, for women that don't know about this, and even most men don't remember this is the process, but when you go into puberty at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I went into puberty at like 10, which is pretty early for a male, and they then descend. They're up in your body, and they come down. Well, now they've got tens of thousands of males that are 20 years old and never had their testicles drop. And that's because of the hormones. Absolutely documented. See, I'm already getting off into this. I have all this economic news I want to get to. But we need to start focusing more intently in on this on the show. Now, conversely, the males are feminine. The males act feminine. They look feminine. They're filled with estrogen and estrogen mimicking things that are in the milk, that are in the plastics, it's in everything. It's in just so many tens of thousands of products. But females, conversely, remember a few months ago it was in the U.S. and British papers, big studies coming out with hundreds of thousands of girls going into puberty when they're 6. Thousands going into puberty when they're 3. And they take the child to the doctor, and, well, my 3-year-old is, developing larger mammary glands, larger breasts. We're talking about 7-year-olds who aren't even pregnant, lactating. I mean, just crazy stuff going on. Well, you're on hardcore, chemically produced, in big factories, hormones that make cows just produce massive amounts of milk. These are frankenfoods. And so it really hurts the girls, statistically worse than boys. And that's why breast cancer is way, way, way up. And again, it's a cocktail of things, but just the chemicals, just the hormones and the milk alone, and there's no debating this. This is absolutely proven in the company, Monsanto, and others that produce it, own internal documents. There have been films made on it with the documents. There have been lawsuits. The documents have come out. They know it does this. They know it takes your girl, and girls are supposed to go into puberty later than boys, and she should be going to puberty at 13, 14 years old, and she's going to go into puberty at 3 years old, and you're going to take her to the doctor, and as the doctors say, get her off GMO foods, get her off the cheeses and other milk products and yogurts that have these hormones in them, these unnatural hormones. No, he's not going to do that. He is going to put her on a hormone regimen that is going to block out and cancel out the other hormones, and there's going to be fluctuations. The hormones are very toxic to the liver and other glands. They're associated, higher hormone levels, with cancers. You know, it is our sexual drive that burns us out. It is tissues in the body that have higher exchange rates of hormone fluctuation that is they're very toxic. Even natural hormones. And so that's why you generally get cancers in hormonally rich regions. See, sharks do not get cancer because sharks do not operate on a hormone system. Mammals do. And most other life forms do. Sharks don't. I've just seen TV specials on it and read about it. They really study the sharks. I'm sure you know about it as well. The point is, this is all documented. And they don't get cancer. And they pegged it to they don't have hormones. And it just expands from there. It's lizards rarely get. Reptiles don't get a lot of cancers either. They do have hormones, but at much lower levels than us. But you notice they're also cold-blooded. They have to go out and have the sun. See, we have internal engines that drive us. We're very, very dynamic creatures. But the flame that burns twice as bright only burns half as long. And we have done amazing things, extraordinary things. But we need to understand the nature of this. You start pouring a bunch of artificial hormones, or even if it was natural hormones hopped up, you're going to have problems. But these are synthetic, cheaply made because you want cheap milk at the store. Yeah, milk would be 3-4 times the price, but it'd be 3-4 times thicker and more healthy. You know, they've even bred cows to have a different type of milk than they had a few hundred years ago. They found some cows that had some passive genetic traits to make a thinner type. They have different names and letter rankings. There's really four different types of milk that cows produce. I'm going from memory on this. Go look it up. And the milk we drink is the gruelish, thin junk. Now I've just spent the entire segment on this. What have I done? That's coming up in the second hour. And I'm going to spend more and more time on this, more and more guests on this. But I like to get people on who I know are accurate. And I know this guy's accurate because I basically know everything he knows. He just is on it and more articulate because this is all he does. And he can give you the sources so you can prove to yourself right now we're telling you the truth. And it's a holocaust. There's no doubt. This is affecting us all. That's why if you study the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and the elites, they all have their own private farms in many cases. They have their own food organically delivered to them. They only go to special organic restaurants that are certified. They're always drinking reverse osmosis or specially filtered water. They know. They know. And most of us can't even afford to fully be off of what they're doing. And now when we try to force it into market by buying it, the feds come in and sue people and won't even let them properly certify they don't have hormones in them or that they don't have GMO. Or they say, oh, no, we're going to start certifying GMO as healthy and saying it's not GMO. And that's why allergies are exploding. That's why all of this is happening. It's why your kids have got pimples all over their faces. That's the body trying to kick all this out. Kids didn't have pimples 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Why now? Because we're being poisoned and it's only getting worse.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Gold went up to right at $980 an ounce. Today it's at $971.50 right now, this second, going up and down between $975 and $970. We have a top economist joining us in the next segment, Noriel Robini. Headline, America's Economy, Risk for the Mother of All Meltdowns. And I'm not even saying all this is going to happen, but there's a good chance of it happening, so we're going to be addressing it, and we're going to be talking about it. I mean, Bush coming out and saying we're not even in a recession, that type of lying is not encouraging. Gold powers to record on oil, eyes $1,000 an ounce. The professor's joining us in the next segment, but for about 3 minutes I got Ted up here again, because when this rush is gone, it's gone. And folks, I believe we're at the beginning of the bull market. Gold has gone from, what, $264 an ounce 7 years ago to $970+ and the futures are way above that. Gold should be at $2,200+ for 1980 numbers for inflation. Now, I don't know if it'll ever go to 2,000. It probably will. But regardless, the dollar's going down, and this is how you save some of your assets. This is how you store wealth and potentially end up making large profits. But who knows what's going to happen there. Ted, this is amazing. It just continues.
Yeah, well, the U.S. dollar's dropping again today like crazy. It's been dropping almost every single day I look. Every now and then you can see an uptick day, but it's very, very rare.
Well, when we have Greenspan running around saying, telling the Arabs dump the dollar, it's going to, I mean, gold's going to go up.
Yeah, well, gold's going to go up, and, you know, the Arabs want to get out of it. Greenspan running around is just adding to the fuel to the fire, that's all.
Basically, what it comes down to is, it looks like the Titanic may be sinking. You might want a life vest, or you might not want to listen to us. I don't know.
Yeah, just go ahead and go down in the icy waters. I can tell you right now, I'm still running the same special as I did yesterday, which gold is up now $30 since I put that special together. We do have the British sovereigns. Again, they're at $262, or that's a quarter-ounce gold piece. You can do the math. The francs right now, same thing. I priced all this stuff at $940. Francs right now are at 210, and the silver, Alex, just approaching now $20 an ounce, 1991 at the high. Presently right now silver is at 975, $21 per dollar face on silver. That's for quarters and dimes. Now, again, the math, you just do four quarters or 10 dimes equals $1 face.
And what is it silver at right now? 19 what?
$19. Currently right now, $19.80. And it's seen its high at 1991. So silver's a really good buy as well. All that stuff is going up. You got to remember, the last market peak, the United States dollar was still in control of the world. It was the world reserve currency. Even though at that time we had double-digit inflation, which we're going to see that here. There's no way we can escape it now. But even though we saw double-digit inflation, then the countries of the world were still trying to use the United States dollar as a reserve currency. Now all they want to do is get out of it as fast. Whenever there's an opportunity to sell, they get out of it.
Yeah, this is a very sad day, folks. You shouldn't be rubbing your hands together if you've bought gold and it's doubled and tripled and quadrupled in value, or if your silver's quadrupled. I mean, silver was at like $5, $6, and now it's at $19. This is very sad for our country. I mean, it's not fun abandoning ship. It's just this is a hedge against mega inflation. And give them the number. Tell them about the deals again.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. The British sovereign's at $262. It's a steal, man. It's a quarter-ounce gold piece. The franc coins are at $210. Again, another really good buy in the marketplace. That's one-fifth of an ounce of gold. And then the silver right now at $21 is about about $1.40 over spot. That spot has just raced through $18 an ounce, and it's just plastering through $19. I'm sure we're going to see $20 here very quickly. And
give them the number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Call us. Get your position secured. Get away from that Federal Reserve note. It's not our country that's dying right now. It's the Federal Reserve note that's dying. Let's bring back the Constitution. Let's have the United States back.
1-800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. It's just like going through a grocery store line. Boom. Tell them which one of those deals you want, and they'll mail it right out to you. 800-686-2237. Give them a call, 800-686-2237. Or, I guess, don't. Invest in the stock market. Whatever.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Professor of Economics, International Business, Stern School of Business, New York University. And he has been an advisor to the Treasury Department, an advisor to, well, if I tried to go through his bio, we would basically lose all the time that we have with him today. But, needless to say, advisor to the U.S. Treasury Department, senior advisor to the Undersecretary for International Affairs, directors of the Office of Policy, Department of Revenue, U.S. Treasury, Senior Economist for International Affairs, White House Counsel and Economic Advisors, on and on and on. And I was already aware of his work, and we try to have top economists on each week for you. He was quoted in a Financial Times of London story last week, America's economy risk the mother of all meltdowns. And joining us is Professor Robini. Sir, thank you for spending time.
A pleasure being with you today.
You've got the floor. Can you explain how we've gotten to this point and where you see the economy going with more and more bad news, leveraged debt, states trying to get their money out of investments, all the, I mean, just bottom line, in layman's terms, Professor, what are we facing?
In layman's terms, we're facing a pretty severe recession. In my view, the recession has already started. When you look at all sorts of economic indicators, like there is no job creation, demand is falling, the housing recession is getting worse, the firms and the consumers are nervous about the future, inflation is rising, it's obvious that economic activity is contracting, and this is going to be a pretty severe recession. Last time around, we had a recession in 2001. It lasted only 8 months. I fear this is going to be a longer and more protracted recession that may last 12 to 18 months. So something very painful for jobs, for employment, for incomes, for consumption.
I know you're not political, but we need your analysis. President Bush comes out and says we're not even going into a recession and everything's wonderful. Is that them trying to shore up a panic or what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, saying we're not in a recession is not accepting reality. You go around America and you ask people, they're worried about their jobs, they're worried that now inflation is eroding the value of their incomes, the price of gas is going up, the price of energy, the price of food, the price of all sorts of goods, and wages are not going up. So people are really being stressed. That's why consumption is falling. The value of the homes are falling. People cannot use anymore their home as an ATM machine and borrow against it. Oil is at $100 per barrel. Gasoline is going to be soon enough at $4 per barrel. You have now a slack in the labor market with job losses. Confidence is down for the consumers. You have a credit crunch in the mortgage market. Interest rates on consumer debt are going up. Americans and households are being pinched in a severe way like they haven't been for 20 years now.
Have we, since the 70s in my opinion, have we hit the wall? Or will we hit the wall when everyone's maxed out and then we have all these cascading events coming together, Greenspan's telling the big oil producers get out of the dollar, which it seems to me all we've got left is our fiat currency, sir.
You're right. We have many different problems. We have these very, very nasty problems in the credit market, and it's not anymore just a subprime mortgage problem because the rot has spread from subprime mortgages to near-prime mortgages to prime mortgages, and it's not just mortgages. You know, you have now default rates rising for consumer credit, auto loans, credit card, student loans, and it's not just residential real estate. Now there's a beginning of a bust in commercial real estate, and then you have this problem you suggested of rising oil prices and rising inflation. And at the same time, we have the weakening of the value of the dollar, and soon enough, the foreigners might not want to buy our assets because they're losing value by buying things that are losing value in their own currencies because of the fall of the dollar. So we have a widespread of real economic and financial trouble ahead of us.
As an economist, as a forecaster, on the good side, how do you see this playing out? What, a 1-3 year recession? On the bad side, you talk about total economic meltdown. Can you talk about what the good side might look like from your past experience versus the bad side?
Well, for the time being, I'm quite pessimistic. I believe that this recession has already started and only started, so it's going to last longer than the previous two ones that lasted only 8 months. It's going to be more like 12 to 18 months. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to be after we've had a massive increase in unemployment, losses of jobs, of incomes. These financial losses are going to spread from one part to the other of the credit markets and the financial system. On the good side is that now Washington is getting it and the Fed is getting it, so there is a stimulus with the Fed reducing interest rates quite aggressively. There's been a fiscal stimulus in terms of this package that was passed by Congress. But all these things are not enough because there are millions of houses that are now underwater. The value of their homes is less than the value of their mortgages, and therefore they have a huge incentive to walk away. we'll have to think about some policies going to keep people in their homes and reduce the number of foreclosures, because potentially you have something like 15 to 20 million households who might be underwater and might essentially bankrupt and default on their mortgages. So we need a plan, and that plan is not yet in Congress, on how to deal and avoid this massive tsunami of defaults and foreclosures ahead of us.
Well, you're a highly respected professor and PhD in economics, and a lot of your advice has been heeded, at least by some. What would you do that's different or added to what the current captains of the situation are doing?
There are several things you can do. We probably need not just to freeze the reset of some of the mortgages, but we need an across-the-board freezing of that. We need to stop foreclosures, not just for 30 days, but probably for at least 6 months. We might need to change our bankruptcy laws in ways that the bankruptcy judge can cramp down and force a reduction in the value of the mortgages as part of the restructuring of the debt of those who cannot pay their bills. So there are many things we can do in terms of trying to reduce the amount of financial distress for the households that are now going bankrupt or in foreclosure. That's what we need to do.
The Financial Times talks about the 12 stages. Can you mention some of the most important, how far into those 12 different events we are that could cause a meltdown? And what do you think the percentage chance is we're going to have a huge meltdown versus just a deep recession?
I worry about the financial meltdown because we've never seen such a severe crunch in financial and credit markets for the last 30 years or so. I'm not going to enumerate every step, but of those 12 steps, I think that the first one is that the housing recession is getting worse rather than better. Home prices are falling now at a rate that's going to be closer to 20% when everything happens. We have now these problems in mortgages spreading from subprime to near prime to prime. We have commercial real estate now being in trouble. We have consumer credit, we have auto loans, credit cards, and student loans being in trouble. We have all these leverage loans that finance all these leverage buyouts that are now getting in trouble. And most importantly, soon enough, many corporations are going to go bankrupt because they have lots of debt and they're going to start having losses. The rate of defaults by corporations in the last 2-3 years was very, very low, while in a typical recession, it spikes to 15% of corporate bonds going into default. And when these corporates go into bankruptcy, then they fire workers, they don't invest, and that creates even more kind of negative effects on the economy. And finally, you'll have a very significant bearish market in equities that's going to happen in the next few months as we are going into a recession, and you'll have, fire sales of assets in distress situations. So those are some of the important steps that lead to a systemic financial crisis.
Professor Robini, did you see the Financial Times of London story 6 months ago where it said big central banks and the highest tier of the financial order actually stand to gain from this because they get to have that fire sale and consolidate up all the other banks and brokerage firms and stocks companies and just raw assets and commodities? Or is this a core crisis at the highest levels?
I think it's a core crisis at the highest levels because even some of the largest financial institutions have had dozens of billions of dollars of losses. The biggest bank in the U.S., Citibank, or, many of the other large broker-dealers have had massive losses, Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns. So it's not just 200 subprime mortgage lenders have gone belly up and out of business. You have the risk that some major financial institutions might also go belly up. So it's really across the board.
From my understanding, in the early 1990s, we saw massive regulatory loosening of regulations to where banks could just basically certify their own loans, go way past the 1-10 rule. Of fractional reserve banking. Was it just greed that brought us to this?
It's a combination of greed in financial markets and the total absence of appropriate supervision and regulation of mortgage lending and of the financial system. The regulators were asleep at the wheel because there was an ideology in Washington for the last 6 years of just free market fundamentalism. So really reckless lending practices like a zero down payment when you get a mortgage or no verification of your income or assets or jobs, these liar loans or interest rate only mortgages or negative amortization or these teaser rates for 2 years. All this stuff that was really reckless and dangerous and predatory was allowed because regulators did not care. I mean, Greenspan himself was the biggest cheerleader of this kind of financial innovation in mortgages and subprime. So the Fed, the regulators, and many others are in part to blame because a financial market that doesn't have institutional rules and regulations is like the jungle because greed dominates.
Do you agree with Joseph Stiglitz's speech a few days ago that was widely carried where he is really blaming Greenspan for a lot of this? That sounds like what you were just doing.
Yeah, I mean, Greenspan and the Fed were part of the problem for two reasons. One, the Fed reduced during the last recession the Fed funds rate to 1% and kept it too low for too long, and that fed the housing bubble. And Greenspan and the Fed and the other regulators ignored these kind of reckless lending practices that were occurring in mortgages and credit market. And not only they ignored it, but they were cheerleading and saying these are great innovations. So certainly Greenspan is partly to blame for it.
But they're not stupid. I mean, yeah. I mean, I remember people 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when they started changing all these rules, phasing them in, Ron Paul was saying 20 years ago that this was going to happen, and he even predicted that it would happen in the 2000s. So, I mean, they just recklessly did this? You don't think they had any premeditated idea to just pump out all this liquidity, then they would make personal profits and then leave us with the bag?
Certainly some financial institutions, there was this kind of wrong incentives. They knew that they were gambling for redemption, making risky loans. And then when things go wrong, maybe the Fed comes and eases monetary policy or bails them out. So that's part of the problem, what people, economists refer as moral hazards. When you have insurance, your behavior is going to be dangerous and reckless. And there is even now expectation in Wall Street of banks and investors are being bailed out by the Fed or by the government. There are already plans for bailing out financial institutions from their own trouble.
Now,
that would be wrong.
I'd like to know why you say it's wrong. I agree with you because they're going to bail it out by further inflating the currency, which then causes other countries to stop buying the federal securities, which further destroys the country, doesn't it?
Yeah, one of the risks of what's happening right now is that certainly the Fed is now forced to reduce interest rates as a way to avoid a more severe recession. But with lower interest rates, the value of the dollar is falling to historical levels that are low, and that fall of the value of the dollar is going to make the value of goods we import from the rest of the world more expensive, and that's going to feed inflation, and that's something we should worry about. And it might lead also foreigners not to want to invest in our securities. And we need their financing because we are still running an $800 billion current account deficit. So a fall that is disorderly of the dollar and a rise in inflation is one of the risks of the mess that we have created.
Professor Robini, you've written a book that I've read excerpts of, including Bailouts or Bail-Ins, Responding to Financial Crises in Emerging Economies, Political Cycles, and it goes on from there. This looks like gunboat diplomacy to me, where the big central banks go in and loan money to third world countries, wink, wink, the dictator doesn't pay it off, and they come in and seize the assets. This just looks like they're treating the U.S. like a third world nation, literally strip mining us, as you said, predatorily creating a cycle where they get all the power and then implode the economy and pick up the pieces. But you're saying it's also now endangering them. Have they gotten so greedy and so predatory that they may fall into the pit that they dug?
Well, you know, they might be greedy, but part of the problem is we created this mess ourselves. We spent the last 10 years spending more than our income and running the current account deficit, and therefore we have to finance it by foreigners buying and lending us money. Until recently, the foreigners were willing to just buy low-yielding treasury bills. Now they've gotten tired. They said if we have to finance the United States, want to buy your land, your firms, your gems, your real assets, and that's the phenomenon of these sovereign wealth funds that are now putting hundreds of dozens of billions of money into the U.S. Equity market or into buying U.S. corporations.
But isn't
the problem is there is a debtor. If you have to borrow, you cannot be too choosy on whether you're going to borrow in the form of debt or equity, and foreigners now are selling, telling us we're tired of having low-yielding T-bills. We want your assets, and they're right. First, well, we have to tighten our belt before we can say anything to the foreigners.
Well, that's the same thing, though. A lot of those sovereign wealth, you know, rich elites in Europe, they're the very ones that gave political contributions to the groups that loosened all of the regulatory precautions.
Yeah, I mean, there were lobbies that were mostly domestic. There were also some foreign ones. Certainly the lobbies for the financial institutions created this mess in which they said, don't mess with the financial system, don't regulate, don't supervise. Market knows best, and unfortunately in financial systems, if you don't have rules and regulations, the law of the jungle, because greed is the main driver of the decisions of investors, and you need to control that.
Noriel Rubini, professor of economics, PhD, advises the U.S. government. We've got a quick break and then 5 minutes on the other side. Please stay there, professor. I want to come back and talk about how what's happening in the U.S. will affect the rest of the world as well. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Noriel Rubini, PhD professor of economics, heads up RGEMonitor.com, one of the premier sites out there analyzing global trends in the economy. He's also an author. Put a link up to him on InfoWars.com. We've only got a few minutes left with you, sir. I hope to have you back up in the future. We're honored to have you. In the College of Professors, with your colleagues there in New York and around the world, just a guesstimation, what percentage are saying we're going to have a meltdown or a great danger of a meltdown versus we're just in a recession versus those that say we're not in a recession, that we're in a wonderful economy?
Unfortunately, a majority of professional economists and forecasters are still deluding themselves that we're not going to have a recession. So those who are actually claiming we're going to have a recession are still a minority. Unfortunately, probably they're not talking to the average American because the recession has already started. You know, every economic indicator you look at shows a downward trend in economic activity, demand, production, employment, sales, and you name it. I think that there is kind of like a disconnect between those who are forecasters and those who are living households in terms of what
Well, we've got these forecasters that work for big companies that want to keep putting out the good word. And isn't that political? They don't want the political blame, so they're just telling people you're delusional, the economy's great?
Oh, that's part of it. Part of it is also that, you know, many of these financial institutions are underwriting stocks and bonds, and they don't want their chief economist to say we have a recession. So, you know, there is a little bit of a bias or self-censorship. They're not going to be the first one to claim that we're in trouble because their entire business model is based on an economy is growing. So
globally,
that's the problem.
In closing, sir, globally, other nations aren't going to get out of this scot-free. We have the same crisis in Europe, and then that has ripple effects, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, U.S. is about 30% of the global economy, and unfortunately, when the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world gets the cold, and this time around, the U.S. is not just going to sneeze. It's going to be a severe and protracted case of pneumonia, and therefore, the rest of the world is going to be very negatively affected in terms of their own economic condition and growth by a severe U.S. recession.
Just give us a ballpark number. 10% chance of total meltdown, 20%, 30%, and what will a meltdown look like if it does happen?
A meltdown would take the form of a very severe recession that lasts at least a year and a half or two, in which the financial losses in the financial system are going to be over $1 trillion, and in which millions of households are going to lose their homes. I think that there is at least a 50-50% probability that scenario would happen at this point.
And then there's the cascading effect with all this inflation. People on fixed incomes are now starting already to become homeless. We see tent cities popping up everywhere. I mean, if Bush says this is a boom economy, I'd hate to see a recession.
Yeah, in a recession, people lose jobs, incomes are not growing, and inflation now is going up. So it's a major squeeze, and certainly those that are at the bottom of the income distribution who have not done very well in the last few years are going to suffer even more, the poor, the homeless, the people who have lower income, and it's going to affect even the middle class. Today there is a middle class malaise because cost of education, cost of healthcare, cost of energy, everything is going up in price, and incomes are not growing very much, so it's not just the working class, it's also the middle classes that are squeezed.
RGEMonitor.com, Noriel Rubini, we really appreciate you spending time with us, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure being with you today.
Take care. All right, we'll be right back. Let's go ahead and get the next guest on. I want to immediately get into GMOs and how deadly they are. You're going to hear information you think you know. No, it's far worse. Coming up, and then we got Daniel Esselin popping back in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.